All right, so when did you know you wanted to be a singer?
Well, I've been playing the piano since I was about five. I got into songwriting in middle school when I was about 12, so I always knew that I wanted to do something with music. It wasn't until 2007, 2008 that I actually decided that I wanted to write and sing my own music. So.
Okay, so a lot of musicians just starting out, they have second jobs or they have interesting stories. I mean, what are you doing now, like in between the singing and songwriting to, you know, keep food on the table and just to keep yourself occupied?
Well, my whole life, my father was a salesman. I kind of threw my hat in the ring with that, a couple different jobs. Currently now I'm the top seller for the Hispanic Dish Latino for Dish Network. So that's kind of what I do to feed the family and listen to this music thing takes off.
Okay, man, listening to some of the songs on your Reverb Nation, it's kind of like you, I don't know, from the sound, it's like you grew up or you really appreciate, like, mid-90s hip-hop and R&B. Like, I hear, like, a ton of, like, Usher, 112, Keith Sweat, you know, Drew Hill kind of stuff. Is that, like, what you grew up with?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of feel that music today has kind of strayed away from that, you know, to the musicianship of R&B. You know, even Usher and a couple of the artists that are you know, platinum artists, they kind of are doing like a pop sound thing now. They really haven't gone back down to the storytelling. So that's mostly what I focus on. Every song that I ever put out has a story behind it, whether it's why I wrote it or the story within the song itself. So, yeah, that's what I grew up in. That and little ashamed to say NSYNC. I was a big NSYNC fan when they were. I got a lot of pop and R&B into my music.
Okay, speaking of storytelling, man, I've listened to Addicted probably about 10 to 15 times. It's a fantastic song. It's a sexy song, man. This is like, you want your girl to like, like this is a kind of like, this is a crazy like love song. I mean, tell us about the creation of it. How did it come about?
I'm married. I've been married since 2010 with my wife since 2009, and she had she took a trip to California or something for like a weekend and left me here all by my lonesome. She went out to the fin to live with some family, and when she got back, I was just like, I was craving you. You left me alone, and that's kind of where it came up. Craving, you know, addicted, kind of like a fiend. So that's where it came from. She inspired it.
All right. What do you want the future to hold for you? Like, what are you trying to do now? Are you trying to get on tour? You got a couple of songs on your Reverb Nation, but are you putting an album together? Give us the skinny. What's going on here?
Well, for this year, for 2012, I promised a new track every 2 weeks. So every other Thursday, I release a brand new song. My main focus is just building buzz. I want to drop an album. In 2013, like the summer of 2013, but I don't really want to, you know, put the money and effort and time into an album that only my friends and family are going to hear. So I've been just working on trying to get my buzz out. My passion is writing. So I sing my own stuff because nobody else will just yet. So, my passion is writing, and that's kind of where my mind is at. A tool would be awesome. But it would only be just to promote the music itself, and hopefully people like my sound and would like for me to write for
them. All right, man. I watched a couple of videos too of you on your Reverb Nation page. You're a big guy. Like, your voice kind of like doesn't match your body. Do people say that to you? Like, you got this kind of soul thing going on, like R&B, and it just doesn't match you.
Yeah. I get that a lot. Especially when I talk on the phone with people, they hear my voice and then they hear me sing, and like, is that you? So that's actually why I put up live video, so that people can stop asking me if it's really me singing and stuff like that. They have the evidence right in front of them.
All right, so we've spoken about already, like, the stuff that you like, the stuff that influences you and stuff, but tell me a song that's, like, on your iPod that you love but you're ashamed of. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I like this song.
I don't know. Like I said, anything with NSYNC. I mean, I was a huge NSYNC fan. My iPod had all their albums on it. From, you know, Celebrity to the first one they came out with. I even had like the Christmas album. It was pretty bad. So yeah, like this, I promise you, God must have spent a little more time on you. Drive Myself Crazy, Gone. I mean, all of those tracks are on my iPod. So.
All right, what's your favorite NSYNC song?
hands down, I would probably have to say Gong. It was right toward the end of their career as a group, and they were actually kind of borderline R&B, so I would say probably hands down Gong.
Okay, you ever have any thoughts of, like, collaboration? I mean, boy bands are kind of starting to make a comeback with, like, you know, One Direction getting really hot lately. I mean, you would fit right in with, like, a really good, like, R&B, like, all-male group.
Yeah, that's absolutely something I would love. When I first started music in middle school, it was actually with a group of friends. And I was doing all the writing and the harmonies and all that kind of stuff. But then, you know, as we got older, they started getting distracted, and I just figured that instead of waiting around for other people to do their part, I just did a solo thing, and that way I just had to count on myself. But absolutely, if I can get a group of male singers that are as devoted to the music as I am, I would love to be in a group that would actually be the best.
All right, I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say someone's, you know, searching online, and they're on Reverb Nation, and they come across your page. And they're kind of thinking, like, oh, you know, should I click on this song? Should I not? How would you sell them? Like, listen to this guy. He's good. How would you say that to them? What would you say to get them interested in your music?
Well, I mean, if you're a fan of 90s R&B or 90s pop music, that real soulful, old school, you know, storytelling, baby-making music, that's kind of where my sound is. So if that's what you're into, which most people are, I know a lot of people that are upset with the R&B, 2000, you know, years R&B, just because of that, even they kind of strayed away from what it meant. You know, rhythm and blues, it's all about feeling and emotion and stuff, and they kind of strayed away from it. Now they kind of go with whatever's popular and try to, you know, jump on the bandwagon or whatever's hot at the time instead of sticking to their guns. That's kind of what my music is. It's from the soul, from the heart.